This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, folks, we've taken strides to get this Wi-Fi signal up and running the correct way, and we passed our first – we're on first base right now, folks. Let's put it that way so we can begin to basically push out our content on a broader scale when it comes to YouTube. If you want to watch us live, you can. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click us on. You can join our live chat, friends. Faithful is all can be. Great insight. And I really love it, folks. I really do. And I really appreciate you guys over on YouTube. You can also go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews. Thank you to my friend Michael Roach over there. And hopefully we will be multiplying this signal shortly thereafter. The day's up and coming. So, again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Check that out. You can also check out 13 articles that are being posted on a daily basis. Bringing you the news, friends, that the CIA-controlled mainstream media means to omit. And we have those that are in the culture war. They're actually fighting the good fight of faith and not just talking about it or hiding behind a pen. No, we don't want no part of those people because they are hearers of the word, folks. We are doers of the word, not hearers only deceiving ourselves like so many other people are in this country. Without the spirit, the body is dead, folks. And without faith, so with no works, your faith is dead. And so it is. James 2:14-26. So again, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. Also wanted to let you know if you want to jump online, you can go over to Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E Bradley Dean. Twitter is Bradley Dean 1. Sons of Liberty Media YouTube, also check that when you get a moment. For friends, we got several hundred videos over there bringing about the resolve concerning the issues that we face on a daily basis, and they are timely. And we can bring about the answers, friends, if we're willing to go ahead and get the knowledge as to what it is that we're supposed to deal with, because we want reformation. We do not want revolution here, okay? But if it comes to a revolution, then we'll act out in those times in such a fashion as for the times as they call. And we'll see how that rolls out in the days, weeks, months, years up and coming again. Again, Sons of Liberty Media. Folks, I wanted to let you know, too, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Thank you for making us the number one show in 117 cities during the weekend, and the number one and two show during the weekdays on Genesis Communication Networks out of over 82 to 87 different radio show hosts. So you've made us that guy and that radio show, so we appreciate it very much. Also wanted to let you know, friends, we follow the Christ here, period. The Bible is the rock upon which the Republic rests, said the 7th President of the United States of America. Truly and righteously, friends, because it's exactly who we are. We're based on common law, and that's why we always continuously make reference to the Word of God, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, and the U.S. Constitution, Article 6, Section 2. I want to cover this really quick before we get back to how the circus of politics keeps the show going. We're going to get to part two of this. We started this last Wednesday, and I've been kind of rolling out slowly. Tim Brown, senior editor of SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, took the radio show on Thursday. We picked it back up on Friday. I got you up to par. And what we're going to be talking about, friends, is some more of how the game and how the show is played out concerning the clowns in the circus of politics. And, folks, when the media has you going one direction, it's best for you to learn from history and look the other direction, because they mean to divert you from what they're really doing. And this being one of those cases, friends. Just yesterday, I highlighted this. The illegal aliens and their employers just won a major battle in the U.S. House today. While 99% of American citizens, including conservatives, yesterday's liberals, who read the Drudge Report and World Net Daily, were completely oblivious. Okay? And I've shared with you, and I'm trying to waken the American people up to the fact that many of these people, friends, the likes of Laura Ingraham, the likes of Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, Lou Dobbs, Tucker Carlson, they're controlled opposition. They're reading the teleprompter too, friends. And just like politics, there's a right and a left, and these are the rights. But folks, notice that how they're willing to go only so far with their content. And this is one of the things that they did not even whisper, friends. They did not even mention, okay? Well, ALIPAC, that's the acronym, A-L-I-P-A-C-K, or PC, FAIR and numerous USA fought hard against amnesty and outsourcing bill H.R. 5038. Breitbart, Daily Caller, ran articles warning Americans that amnesty vote was happening in D.C. This was 2 days ago. Almost every other media outlet in America remained silent, and I'm talking about those that are owned by six corporations on a worldwide basis. And I'm talking about Fox News, friends. I'm talking about Alex Jones, friends. I'm talking about Glenn Beck again. I'm talking about Lou Dobbs. I'm talking about Laura Ingraham. I'm talking about Drudge Report. I'm talking about World Net Daily. I'm talking about Tucker Carlson. Didn't mention a word concerning the amnesty that was being played out, because they were too busy helping the CIA-controlled media divert your attention from what they were really doing, friends. And that's what controlled opposition does. So therefore, you might want to contact them and ask them why they're taking a dive and keeping their audiences in the dark concerning amnesty, friends. 1.5 million illegals in the United States of America, friends. Okay? Behind the charade of this whole impeachment process, and a charade it is, it's going to come to nothing. Go ahead and mark my words, friends. The bottom line is you're being diverted from what they're really doing. Now, to our knowledge, the amnesty bill H.R. 5038 passed the House 2 days ago with 255 yes votes and 165 no votes. 34 of the good guys, as they're sold to you, Republicans, voted with the Democrats to pass it, and only 3 Democrats voted against H.R. 5038, folks. Again, keep in mind, it's all unconstitutional. We are a constitutional republic. Party affiliations are completely unconstitutional. But this is what's going on behind closed doors. This is what's happening while they're diverting you and your attention over to the circus of politics concerning this whole impeachment process. It's all phony from start to finish. It's what they're doing behind closed doors that should concern you. And don't forget about the reauthorization that Donald Trump brought forth, folks, concerning the Unpatriot Act. It should be called the Act of Tyranny, which is, in fact, giving strength to agencies that have been created since September 11, 2001, that are leveled at you and me, the American people. We better wake up, friends. I can only do this for 20 years. I don't know how many more years we're going to be doing this, friends, but you know what? Sooner or later, we're going to have to take responsibility, or else we're going to lose everything.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, folks. I want to get back to how the clowns in the circus of politics keep the show going. Well, you're seeing this on full display, America. Every outlet concerning the conservatives and professed Christians are doing what? They're pointing you to what? The very impeachment process that's nothing but a charade to keep your eyes off of what they're really doing. Folks, when they have you looking one direction, do yourself and learn from history and look the other direction. It's absolutely amazing how foolish people are in this country. They're fools, friends, in so many different ways. You know what's even worse than all that is when you listen to these people that call themselves conservatives talking about the impeachment process and how this guy on the left is attacking this guy on the right and how the guy on the right really gave it to him on the left. I mean, they actually believe what they say. They actually believe what they're sharing with you. They believe it's actually accurate information when, in fact, what they're doing is fueling the facade, the contrived war between the left and the right to further divide the American people, friends. You know, with all the scandals, friends, just go with me on this. With all the scandals that have taken place in my lifetime alone, I'm trying to figure out what person through one of these scandals have been indicted. My whole entire life. Now, there's always a fall guy for something, right? There's people that have been charged and indicted, but they're never the players or the clowns in the circus of politics. They always seem to get away with it. How long has Pelosi been there? How many scandals around Pelosi? How about Nadler? How about these other people, Elizabeth Warren? How about Maxine Waters, friends? How about any number of individuals in politics today that are in your face 24/7, how many times have they been busted in scandals and yet not a one of them has been indicted or charged? Not a one of them. That's the game. Leave off justice. They want to cast in your teeth that they can go ahead and do whatever they want without consequence. And the reason they do it is because the American people let them get away with it. Period. That's the bottom line.
When in fact, if you took the time to know your founding documents, you would deal with corruption because you have every right under heaven to do it. As a matter of fact, you're obligated. You're commanded by God to deal with them in so many different ways. Hang on a second. We're doing live radio. I'm just getting a thought here. And I know people try to, oftentimes when they're listening to this kind of a message, they think, well, Bradley, are you trying to overthrow government? Nope. Well, we're not called to overthrow the Constitution. We're called as a people to overthrow those that pervert the Constitution. Okay? You know, doesn't the Bible say in Matthew 10:18, and you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake for a testimony against them? Yeah, that's what it says. And it's exactly what we're doing here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com because we're sick and tired of the charade that goes on without consequence. Oh, and by the way, it's not just those on the left. It's those on the right too, friends. Look at Bush. Look at Cheney. Look at the rest of them, friends, that you call the good conservatives of the day. Folks, here, let me show you where you're at. Look at how corrupt your government is. Look at how corrupt your country's becoming. And weigh that in the light of the best that you have in this country. This is the best that you have? That's all they'll do is put on a show, but no one will actually prosecute those that are criminals in the United States of America? Again, this is how the clowns in the circus of politics keep the show going. How? They leave off justice. They're not going to indict each other. They're not going to charge each other. They're not going to oust each other, friends. Why? Because they're just as guilty. They're all taking orders. Remember when Clinton said back in the 90s when he was asked about a particular issue, and Bill Clinton said back to him, there's a government inside of this government that I have no control over. That's exactly right. But I want to tell you, because I know the bad guys think that they're in control right now, I'm just telling you my father is undermining every process and every step that you take, just so you know. And if you want to go ahead and check my history, go ahead and look to history, because the very people that are that tried to do the same things that you're doing right now, they failed miserably, didn't they? And now they're in hell because they didn't want to believe guys like me. But I'm loving you enough and telling you the truth because you need to hear what others are afraid to tell you. And take this one with you, bad guys, and I'm speaking to the bad guys right now. All politics aimed at Christianity, all politics aimed at the church, end in self-destruction, said George Whitefield. And he's exactly right. It ends in self-destruction. I don't want us all to go to that point. I don't want us to get to that point. Prevention is better than cure, friends. And we need to be get the knowledge to know how to prevent these issues. But the knowledge doesn't come with just praying to the Lord and saying, Lord, we know that you're up there. Will you go ahead and take care of this for us? And the Lord's going to look back and say, now, is that what my word says to you? He's going to say, no, if you keep my commandments, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And we will make our home with you. We will manifest ourselves unto you, John 14:21. Okay, so let's take responsibility because that's really what this comes down to. Yesterday I had highlighted President Ronald Reagan when he said politics is just like show business. He's exactly right. We highlighted President Franklin D. Roosevelt when he said presidents are not selected. I don't know why I always mess that one up there. Forgive me. Presidents are selected, not elected. Presidents are selected, not elected, said President Franklin D. Roosevelt back in the 30s. Okay. Then I brought forth another quote by President Franklin D. Roosevelt. In politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happens, you can bet that it was planned that way. Former governor and pro wrestler Jesse Ventura said politics in America is identical to pro wrestling. Hello. Then again, I highlighted patriotism, a quote by President Theodore Roosevelt, who said patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the president or any other public official, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. And then, friends, I also took the time to show you, again, another quote by former governor and pro wrestler Jesse Ventura, when he said, in my era of wrestling, there was no guaranteed contracts. It was inherent that you draw the crowd in to make the money. And I also took the time, friends, to show you the likes of John Cena and Randy Orton, how they're put up as arch enemies in the face of the people. And those the stadiums are packed with people spending lots of money buying tickets to be deceived. And all the while knowing that they're being deceived by these two actors, because actors they are, because behind closed doors, friends, I proved to you yesterday that they are the best of friends. I took the time to show you Paul Heyman and Brock Lesnar, same thing. They're not arch enemies. They're the best of friends. Ric Flair, Rowdy Roddy Piper. As a matter of fact, they were put up as arch enemies in the face of the people behind closed doors. Rowdy Roddy Piper stood as the best man at Ric Flair's wedding. America, are you starting to track with me here? I highlighted Rey Mysterio and Eddie Guerrero, who are the best of friends behind closed doors, friends. They're nothing but actors. As a matter of fact, former pro wrestler Chris Jericho said if Shakespeare was alive today, he would be writing wrestling shows. Same thing in politics. Played for you earlier this week, friends, something called a wrap-up smear by the likes of Nancy Pelosi, who basically defined, and it was interesting how keen she was to the tactic, but it was leading through opposition. That's a tactic given unto us by hell itself through the little minion Vladimir Lenin, a Russian revolutionary who said the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Friends, in other words, George Bush told us a simpler way to understand what I'm talking about right now. Out of chaos, we'll bring in a new order. Out of chaos, we'll bring in a new order. The question is, America, who's creating the chaos? History teaches us the dictators create the chaos. They create the problem. And then they publicly go on TV or on radio throughout history, friends, if they have the availability or the means to do so. And then they would play the problem solver. Same thing happening today. What are they doing? Dividing, conquer, dividing, conquer. Then I shared with you John Adams' quote again. There's nothing which I dread so much as the division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and concerting measures in opposition to each other. That is leading through opposition to divide and conquer, Mark 3:25. John Adams said this, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution. And it's exactly what's being laid out and played out right in the face of the American people right now as we speak by the clowns in the circus of politics. And the American people still haven't caught on, at least a good portion of them. I also highlighted the friends, to bring it up to the present, that Vince McMahon, good friends with Donald Trump, who is the WWE promoter and CEO, the executive of that, it should be a criminal enterprise because it's so deceptive, friends. And his network, by the way, just to show you, lest you have forgotten how wealthy they have become of their deceptive games with the public, Vince McMahon is worth $1.93 million, okay? So deception sells, friends. Look at the media. Right? And then I also shared with you, friends, Vince McMahon and Donald Trump were put up as rivals one against another. Do you remember when Donald Trump body slammed, beats, and shaves Vince McMahon at WrestleMania 13? This all started with Mr. McMahon and Donald Trump announcing the Battle of the Billionaires, and the people foolishly purchased their tickets only to be lied to once again. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come right back, and we're going to get up to par, and we're going to take part two. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. Democratic presidential debate scheduled for next week in California has now been thrown into chaos when all seven of the candidates who qualified for the stage threatened not to attend because of a labor dispute. The Thursday debate is scheduled to be held at Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles, where the Food Workers Union says it's been working without a contract and plans on striking in front of the debate. Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, Tom Steyer, and Andrew Yang quickly said they would not cross the picket line. The Democratic National Committee Communications Director issued a statement today saying the party organization would not expect candidates to cross a picket line, adding, "We're working with all stakeholders to find an acceptable resolution that meets their needs and is consistent with our values so we can proceed with next week's debate." This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
one 582 9933. Highlighting how the circus of politics keeps the show going. Okay? You're seeing it on display. Matter of fact, during this last segment, friends, did you hear him talk about the people that they put up that were to combat with Donald Trump? It's driving support to Donald Trump's base. Mitch McConnell, drug dealing Mitch McConnell, for those that did not know, I'm sorry, drug trafficking Mitch McConnell, just said that there is no way that Donald Trump will be impeached. They say that he's going to win big at the polls right now. Of course. Who did they put up? People that the American people hate. They all the while know you're not going to vote for them, America. They don't have the support of the people in any sense of the word. But what they do is the CIA-controlled media puts them up because they want you to believe that they have a whole bunch of support, which they don't. Every single dictatorship in history has operated that way. Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is, and they don't have the support. They are driving support to Donald Trump to do what you thought he would never do in a million years. And he's doing it, friends. Gun rights are under attack. What's going on concerning your guns today would have never happened in a million years under Barack Hussein Obama. The WSMCA, they wiped out the border, gave more control over to the United Nations. Support for abortion. You have been told by the CIA-controlled media, he's in creepy Mike Pence, that he's the greatest pro-life president ever in history. Folks, did you know that he has the power to put a stop to Planned Parenthood the very first day? The very first day, friends. And we find out through a national security bill
under the guise of national security, a $1.3 trillion omnibus bill. It funds Planned Parenthood on a global scale. We also found out through the CNS friends that Donald Trump was, in fact, signing a bill through the fiscal year of the end of 2019 for what? To support baby parts research. Okay, so don't sit there and tell me about what he says and what he does are two different stories. Okay, and I'm just highlighting another clown in the circus of politics for you. Just recently, Betsy DeVos, the Secretary of Education, right? Did you know that she was appointed to basically take the curriculum in the United States of America? They're going as far as you let them go, America, and they really outdid themselves this time. Betsy DeVos actually handed over school curriculums in America to the United Nations. To the United Nations, America. Also keep in mind, Donald Trump is the one that wants to decriminalize sodomy on a global scale. So what's happening today? You have drag queens that are known felons going into libraries. And folks, they might have three or four kids there. But again, there's the media trying to blow it up like everybody's bringing their kids to the library to watch these felons pervert the understanding and confuse the understanding of our young people. It's a felony. It's criminal, friends. And I'm telling you, look at your state statute and cross-check everything I just told you. If you need help with it, you can give me a call. If you want to call me out and tell everybody that I'm completely lying to them, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Again, friends, I've been waiting for a long time for someone to call me out for all these lies that I'm telling you. But I'm telling you to cross-check everything I'm telling you. And by the way, what's going on in libraries today, friends, people are beginning to stand up. Let their cruelty swell our ranks, America, because they are. Because they are. Let their cruelty swell our ranks. People are slowly catching on, and it's sad. Why it has to go that way, I have no idea. But the time the American people figure out Donald Trump, it's going to be all over with. The damage is going to be done. And then there's going to be another one on the scene doing the same exact thing, totally encouraged to do even more than Donald Trump did. Just like this administration is doing more than Barack Hussein Obama could have done. Just like Barack Hussein Obama did more than George Bush could have done. It's getting worse, friends. It's not getting better. We need to get back to the Word of God and the Constitution. It's just that simple. Read Acts 20, verse 21. Talking about how the circus of politics keeps the show going. Gave you a couple examples, friends, of how Vince McMahon and Donald Trump are the best of friends. And how they did their little show, Donald Trump slams and beats and shaves Vince McMahon's head at WrestleMania 13. Go ahead and go online and watch it, friends. You can watch it for yourself. All of you Trump worshipers, you idolaters, go online, watch this. You can see and understand how he has been groomed for years in a favorable light. And then they gave him what? Like I said yesterday, then they give him the apprentice. You know, the guy that's going to get the job done, you're fired. Yep, giving you the illusion and to put you under the delusion that if anybody's going to get the job done, Donald Trump will finally do it. I'm still waiting for that prosecutor. Just like so many people are across the country. As a matter of fact, one more point, and we'll get back to this. Yesterday, I was bringing up the point. All the people that are going after Donald Trump right now are the very people that Donald Trump fails to prosecute. He is the president of the United States of America. He has the law behind him to prosecute and to indict, friends. He has the full will of over 325.7 million people in this country, and they want you to believe that he's under attack. No, he fails to prosecute those that are trying to impeach him. That's the game. This is the circus of politics, and it's nothing but a charade. And I'll talk to you about this in 2 weeks. I'll talk to you about this in a month and in 2 months. And guess what's going to happen, friends? I'm going to look at you, and I hate saying it, but I'm going to look at you and say, I told you. I told you. I told you. Now look at all the garnered support he has received now because you believed the circus of politics. Now he is going to do to you what you thought and feared the left was going to do to you. Because again, friends, it's exactly what he's been doing. It's exactly what he's been doing. It's exactly what he's been doing. The circus of politics. I wanted to tell you two friends, Vince McMahon, Donald Trump, best of friends, right? WrestleMania 13. Did you also know Linda McMahon, wife of billionaire Vince McMahon, was appointed by Donald Trump as his small business administrator? Whoa. That's great. Look at that favor. Isn't that wonderful? I also shared with you yesterday, friends, when I went to the Ronald Reagan Presidential Museum there in Simi Valley, I found, right when I walked in, just a big smile went on my face, and I knew it, no surprise here. But you know that Ronald Reagan ran his whole, his motto, his slogan was, for his presidential campaign, was, let's make America great again. You do know that, right? You do know that. That's Ronald Reagan's slogan. Let's make America great again. But because of the short-term memories, the short-term memories of the American people, another candidate got up and said, well, let's do it to the next generation. Let's do it to the next generation. There's folks, they are laughing at you. And I want to tell you something, too. They're scared to death that you're going to catch on to the circus of politics. They're scared to death. Let's make America great again. Ronald Reagan's slogan. Yesterday I shared with you Adolf Hitler's was let's make Germany great again. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. When will Americans learn the tactics of pro wrestling and the circus of politics with the same pre-scripted results that they themselves are caught up into? I didn't say it. President Franklin D. Roosevelt said it. Pre-scripted results. Pre-scripted results. Things getting better, America? I'm asking you, things getting better? No, if they're not getting better, it shows you who you have adhered to. You've adhered yourself to the arm of the flesh, and you are reaping the curse because you have forsaken your God. That's what you have done, America. You have wickedly departed from the living God. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, in doing all that he can do and leaving the results up to God. Now I'm caught up. I want to get over to one of my friends, John Whitehead, lead counsel from Rutherford Institute. He's a brilliant man. He's a Christian constitutionalist. He's a brilliant man. And I want you to listen carefully as to what he has to say concerning what's going on in America today. Okay? Just high-fiving my friend, John Whitehead. Listen carefully. He said, it's so easy to be distracted right now by the circus politics that dominate the news headlines. But I'm telling you, stop being distracted. Don't be fooled, not even a little, no matter how tempting it seems. We were being subjected to the oldest con game in the books, the magician's sleight of hand that keeps you, the American people, focused on the shell game in front of you while your wallet is being picked clean by ruffians in your midst. This is how tyranny rises and freedom falls. What characterizes America today is not so much dysfunctional politics as it is ruthlessly contrived governance carried out behind the entertaining and distracting and disingenuous curtain political theater. That is the government today. And what a political theater and diabolically Shakespearean, at times full of sound and fury. Clown Mitt Romney saying to Barack Hussein Obama, friends, you said in the Rose Garden the day after the attack in Benghazi it was an act of terror. It wasn't a spontaneous demonstration. Is that what you're saying, Mr. Hussein? Asked Mitt Romney. Clown Barack replies with, please proceed. Go on. I want to make sure we get that for the record because it took the president 14 days, said Mitt Romney, before he called the attack in Benghazi an act of terror. Right? Did you know that, for example, I just highlighted that because I want you to understand there was no difference between Mitt Romney and Barack Hussein Obama. Everybody was mad at Barack Hussein Obama for the Affordable Care Act, right? They were mad at Barack Hussein Obama for the new health care act called Obamacare. But very few took the time to understand that that all started under Mitt Romney in his state, and it was called Romney Care. And yet the American people, namely today's conservatives, took him as a legitimate candidate in opposition to the likes of Barack Hussein Obama. Did you see Mitt Romney's friends? Did you see his record on the Second Amendment? He's anti-Second Amendment, and I don't personally care if he's for the Second Amendment or not. We have God-given rights here, okay? Period. But he was as perverse as Barack Hussein Obama was. What about abortion? Did you know that Mitt Romney supported abortion? Just like Barack Hussein Obama when he voted over 242 times to make sure babies were murdered in the womb. He even voted two times to make sure that there was a doctor in the clinic where they kill babies
3,000 to 4,000 a day in America to make sure that if a baby came out live, it would be snuffed out. And yes, that's mob talk. So what was the difference between Mitt Romney and Barack Hussein Obama? Oh, did I forget to tell you that he was also a supporter, Mitt Romney was, of NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association, a sodomite organization? What's the difference between him and Barack? There was none.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsoflibertyradio.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Lines are wide open for you. Talking about the circus politics, how the circus of politics keeps the show going. I'm showing you, friends. I just highlighted the fact that, friends, there's no difference between Mitt Romney and the likes of Barack Hussein Obama. Go online, and all those that were diametrically opposed as arch enemies, so fed to you by the CIA-controlled media, the mainstream media, and look up all the presidents together and tell me they're not best of friends. Go online. You can find them, friends. They're all hanging out together. I mean, these guys, they act like when they're tearing down laws, they act like somebody in my family didn't die magnifying the laws that they're trampling under their foot. Do you understand what I'm saying? I come from a military family. And I think about my grandpa in World War I and my uncles in World War II and my dad that I didn't know from what I've heard, him picking body parts up out of Korea, and then my cousin Charles getting killed in Vietnam. And then people we know getting killed in Afghanistan, and then going to Arlington Cemetery and see the rows and rows and acres upon acres of new graves that you haven't been told about that are fighting unconstitutional wars. Hey, folks, let me tell you where the war is at today. It's not doing the biddings of corrupt politicians, you know, where the pedophile Henry Kissinger said that military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used for foreign policy. That's what he said. By the way, Donald Trump seeks his advice, for those that didn't know. But it's interesting to note, the war is in dealing with the corrupt in the United States of America that are fiend good guys today, that are acting under false pretenses. And that's why we're highlighting the circus of politics, okay, and how they keep the show going. It's in America, okay? The warfare is in America, okay? It's your representatives hand in glove with the CIA-controlled media creating this continual warfare. And this is happening because the people have failed to be the law. It's that simple, okay? Let's get back to my friend, John Whitehead. Lead counsel over at Rutherford Institute. He said, let me be clear. We're being ruled by a government of scoundrels, spies, thugs, thieves, gangsters, ruffians, rapists, extortionists, bounty hunters, battle-ready warriors, and cold-blooded killers who communicate using a language of force and oppression, and this all behind the facade of your favorite politicians. You better know it. Oh, it's going to get better. Just hold with me, friends. Just hold on. It's going to get better. I'm showing you the fruit. I'm showing you the corrupt fruit hanging on the corrupt branches here, friends. Matthew 7:16. John goes on, unfortunately, our nation of sheep, he gets this from Ben Franklin, who said, if you make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour. Unfortunately, our nation of sheep has given rise to a government of howling woods. Indeed, the U.S. government now possesses the greatest threat to America's freedoms. More than that of terrorism, which is created by the CIA, more than domestic extremism, which is all fabricated by the likes of George Soros, who creates over 200 and some different organizations that are subversive to American government, and this administration does absolutely nothing to oust him and kick him out of this country or to prosecute him within this country, friends. I don't know if you know this or not, America, but George Soros is considered an international criminal. He was just outed from another country most recently. Okay, but for some reason, he can come to America and just pay off politicians left and right like he did in my state, Mr. Mark Dayton. Right? That empty uniform, that lunatic. There's so many Judases, friends. They don't understand that the fire they're playing with. In America, those that tolerate and are apathetic concerning corruption in American government, you are playing with fire. I shared with you yesterday that what you allow one corrupt politician to sow, the nation as a whole will reap it. You want to get rid of man's 10,000 commandments, friends? Let's get back to God's 10. I'm all for it. Justice guards our liberty. They're not going to do what they know that they're supposed to do. John goes on. He said, more than that of terrorism, the American government, more than domestic extremism, more than gun violence and organized crime. Of course. I mean, folks, look at some of these agencies. They're created to what? Act in extortive measures. You better pay up or else. I don't know if you know this or not, America, but the IRS has been completely armed. This is old news. The VA has been armed. All these agencies within government capacity, friends, they've armed themselves while they're trying to continuously disarm the American people. It's not a foreign enemy doing to you, America. It's you doing it to yourselves. Your sin's finding you out, Numbers 32:23. The Lord said he would turn that nation into hell that forgets him. That's what's going on here. It's between us and our God individually, then corporately, period. The United States government remains a great menace, said John Whitehead, to the life of liberty and property of its citizens, that any of the so-called dangers from which the government claims to protect us. That's exactly right. Sadly, nothing has changed for the better since that of Donald Trump's ascension to the people's Oval Office. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14. Friends, listen, this guy is in Washington, D.C. He deals with corruption all day long. Does he have a clue as to what he's talking about? or to the lying politicians. Well, Bradley, I don't want to hear what guys like this have to say because it's pretty extreme. Yes, pretty extreme, but keep in mind the extremity comes from them that he's exposing, those that you love and you succumb to. He's exposing them, okay? He's trying to break the chains of your slavery through your ignorance, Hosea 4:6. But you hold to those that mean to rule over you unconstitutionally. H.L. Mencken predicted almost a century ago, listen carefully, all the odds are on the man who is intrinsically the most devious and mediocre, the man who can most adaptly disperse the notion that his mind is a virtual vacuum. The presidency tends year by year to go to such men. The office of the president presents more and more closely the inner soul of the people, which brings me, the Holy Ghost is bringing this to my mind, in Jeremiah 5:31, that my people would have it so. Listen to what this guy is saying. He goes on, the White House will be adorned by a downright moron. In other words, friends, nothing has changed, has it? Nope. I mean, when I seen Barack Hussein Obama and George Bush in office, and when I seen what the American people tolerated through the likes of a Bill and a Hillary Clinton, it was like, whoa, Lord, is our wound incurable? I mean, because these people are out of hand, and America knows they're out of hand, and they still are not indicted. They're still not prosecuted. Now they've been given a free hand to go ahead and play out another part of the circus and the clowns in the circus of politics to go ahead and attack their good buddy that fails to prosecute them. Remember, Donald was calling them right after he won the presidency. The Clintons are good people. Isn't that one of the things that he ran on to win the people's office? Yep, he was going to bring a prosecutor. Gosh, America, really? Ah, I'm embarrassed for some of you. I really am. Let me go back to some more information. Do you remember when on the campaign trail Donald Trump said Obama will go down as the worst president in the U.S. history? Do you remember when Donald Trump met Obama in the People's White House, and he said on camera, first class, about Barack Hussein Obama. First class, he said. First class. First class, he said. Can you believe it? Donald Trump said, Mr. President, it was a great honor being with you, and I look forward to being with you many, many more times. Thank you, sir. That was Donald Trump to Barack Hussein Obama. Do you remember when Donald Trump said that if he won the presidency, he would call for that special prosecutor on the Clintons? And then 41 seconds into it, he said that the American people owed her a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country? Yeah, I can't make it up. Can't make it up. Do you remember when he was talking about the wall on the campaign trail and how it went from $4 billion to $5 billion to $8 billion to $10 billion? I got a whole monterage, friends, of showing you the videos of him saying it and how it went from four to, yes, believe it or not, $25 billion. And it went from Mexico paying for the wall to America, you paying the wall. And guess what just happened 2 days ago, friends? Well, the world's caught up into this impeachment charade. The House just passed a bill with 1.5 million illegals in the United States where they want to give them amnesty. It goes to the president's desk, and not one conservative talking head, yesterday's liberals, not one conservative talking head said a word about it. Not a word. They're giving them cover, friends. Either advertently or inadvertently, it matters not. They should know better than that. Look at they're willing to leave their kids. I'm not. Are you? We got hour two coming up, 1-866-582-9933. Check out our sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 articles going up every day, showing you the information that we're talking about even now. Talking about the circus of politics, we got much more to come, and boy, oh boy, it gets better.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more.
This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.